Let's say that you are a project manager, maybe in an HR office, and you have been tasked to review an HR policy. So maybe they got this policy sitting on a shared drive somewhere, or maybe even on SharePoint, and they're like, hey, need you to circulate this amongst, you know, stakeholders and get their feedback and find out, you know, where we need to update this policy because of X, Y, and Z. Maybe some new developments, whatever. It says we now need to update this policy. So you and your lack of training, let's say, probably says, I'm going to open up a spreadsheet. I'm also going to take this Word document, and then I'm going to put them both inside of an email, send this email out to all of my key stakeholders and say, hey, please review the attached Word document. And then after you review the attached Word document, I need you to open up the attached spreadsheet, put your information in there, you know, make sure you put your name, your comments, and reference any URLs that, you know, might support your theory or whatever. So let's say this is going out to like 15 different people, 15 stakeholders. So like I always say, as soon as you send that email with those attachments, you have created 15 different copies of this document, both documents. Now circulating throughout your environment. So when you get this email back from each person, you're going to get, you're supposed to only get the spreadsheet, but you're probably going to get the Word document and the spreadsheet. Some people do that. You know how it is. And now you have to take your time to go through each of those comments in each of those spreadsheets and put it together, copy and paste it into your main spreadsheet. The reason why I always come up with scenarios to explain this is because this is not like some far-fetched scenario that I'm giving you. This is a real thing that happens all the time, and it's super time-consuming, and it's, I don't want to call it backwards, because it's not backwards necessarily, but it's old school. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do things that way. We have new tools, basic tools that out of the box let us do completely different things now to save us time. So that is what I'm talking about in this episode. That scenario, but I'm talking about what's my favorite thing about SharePoint. And I talk about them all the time, but it's a SharePoint list. I'm going to give you three reasons why SharePoint lists are my favorite thing, my favorite thing about SharePoint. And I'm going to use that scenario we just talked about. Welcome to the SharePoint Help Desk Podcast. I'm your host, Thurman Trotman. Super glad that you're here. You know what? Let's just hop right into it. Well, actually, hold on. For my new listeners, let me tell you why I do this show. So the premise of this show is to talk strategy, primarily strategy. I talk about the technology, no doubt, but more importantly, I talk about the strategy because you can't see what I'm talking about right now. You might be driving, washing dishes, doing whatever you're doing. You can't see what I'm talking about. So what you can see better is that that story that I just explained about you sending out a spreadsheet to all these people. That computes in your brain. You can see that. You can feel that more than you can understand these tools that I'm talking about. You don't need to see the tool yet. You can jump over to my YouTube channel if you want to see, you know what I mean, me use these tools and, you know, bring these concepts to life. But on this podcast, I talk about kind of like the strategy, not kind of like, but literally the strategy behind using these tools. So today I'm talking about why SharePoint lists are my favorite tool inside of SharePoint. Because SharePoint, like I always say on LinkedIn, if you follow me, SharePoint can do a million things. But SharePoint lists is my favorite feature. And I'm going to give you three reasons why. So the first one is because they solve an immediate problem. And they solve it pretty quickly. So let's say, for instance, in a situation we just explained where you sent out the spreadsheet and you sent out that Word document. We can solve that problem very quickly with a SharePoint list. And you don't have to go anywhere, build anything. Or, well, in a second, I'll talk about how that works. But all you have to do is open up a list and start creating the things that you would have created inside of a spreadsheet. You do that because that is a better, that's a more flexible option. So I say that it solves an immediate problem because instead of me having to go through, you know, mountains to get you to a better solution than the one we just explained about sending out the spreadsheet, all we have to do is put you in a ship, put you in front of a SharePoint list and have you start creating columns to collect information, right? So now let's kind of like talk about, matter of fact, let's just walk right through it real quick. Let's say that when you had to send the spreadsheet out along with the Word document, you had to say, I need to know who you are, I need your comments, and any links to any of your supporting information, any links to like some websites or some other policies or whatever to support your comments. Right, because you might say something like, you know, the first column you're going to create and say name, the second column you're going to create and say comments, and you're doing this inside of a spreadsheet. So name, comments, and then say link to supporting information, right? So you send that out to the spreadsheet, and I mean through email, and you ask people to put that information into the documents, into the spreadsheets. So now, instead of doing that, you're going to do it in front of a SharePoint list. I'm going to sit you down in front of the SharePoint list and say, hey, instead of creating what you just created in a spreadsheet, do this. Make these columns. Say comments and say link to URL or link to supporting information. The reason why you're not asking for a name column when you do a spreadsheet, when you do a SharePoint list, is because SharePoint already records the name. So as soon as somebody comes back to the list and they say, hey, here's my comments, here's my link, they don't have to put in their name. SharePoint has recorded who has given you that information. So that's already a benefit. And the reason why I say this solves an immediate problem is because that problem of sending those documents out to 15 different people, it doesn't happen making copies. When you send that out to 15 different people, that doesn't happen in SharePoint. That's not how it's going to work. When you create this list, here's what you're going to do. You're going to create the list, and then you're going to say policy update, whatever. Call it policy update. You're going to create a column called comments so they can put in their comments, and then you're going to create a column called link to supporting information. And then you're going to attach a document to that list item. You're going to attach that Word document to that list item. And then your next step, very low-hanging fruit here, is to take the URL. You're going to take that link that links to this spreadsheet. That links to this list, this SharePoint list, you're going to take that and you're going to send it out to those 15 people so that they get a link inside of their email, not a document. That link, you've just eliminated the fact that you needed that spreadsheet, and you eliminated having to put the Word document inside of the email. Because when they go to SharePoint from the list that you send them, from the link that you send them, they're going to open up this link, they're going to make their comments, and they're going to look at the document, the same document. Everybody's going to look at the same document and make their comments. So it just makes it super easy. You don't have to... You don't have to send those documents through email. You know what I mean? Simple as that. You just don't have to do that. All you want to do when you're dealing with people is send links. Send links. Keep your central location where you keep all of your stuff, your one source of the truth, and send out links. That's how you want to do it. So that's my first reason, is because it solves an immediate problem. That problem is clogging up people's inboxes with a bunch of documents that you have to come back and get. That you have to get sent back to you, that you then have to copy and paste into your master document. Now, I want to add a extra thing here and say, this is a super simple and very dumbed down version of how this normally happens. All I said was, you know, send this document out, review it, and fill in three columns for me inside of this spreadsheet. It gets way worse like this in real time. At an organization, people are sending out multiple spreadsheets. People are sending out multiple documents. People are asking for way more information in their spreadsheets than I just asked for in my spreadsheet, those three columns. It gets way more complicated. And I'm telling you, a SharePoint list still solves that immediate problem. that problem of doing administrative work on spreadsheets and having to manage a bunch of emails and all this other stuff that you wasn't hired to do. You was hired to do a bunch of things. One of them would be give your expertise and review these policies or whatever. Do that job, not the job of, yo, I'm gonna start administrating, you know, the way that we set up these tools. And what are you doing that for? You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's going to take a whole bunch of your time. You don't want to do that. Instead, create this list, send out a link. That's it. Okay. So, yeah, the number one is that it solves an immediate problem. Number two, it has tons of power. So, you like to use the phrase, I know I'd be, you know, making spreadsheets out to be the enemy, but I still call SharePoint lists spreadsheets on steroids because at the end of the day, it is a list. You know what I'm saying? It's a list which, you know, when you open up a spreadsheet, it looks like a list. It's like a grid, and you could turn it into a list by putting rows of information in there. So I know I talk trash about spreadsheets and then I come here with the spreadsheet on steroids. But literally, I mean, that's one of the better ways to describe a SharePoint list. It is like a spreadsheet, but it's on steroids. It's way better. So the power that I'm talking about is all of the things you get to do with the SharePoint list that you don't get to do with a spreadsheet. So let's say, for instance, I like to talk about automation, right? So in our scenario, we could have, in a scenario we talked about at the beginning of the show, if we did that inside of a list and then told everybody to go to the list and give their comments, you could, right out of the box, you could set up some type of automation that says, send me an email when someone puts a new adds a new item to the list. Very easy. Right out of the box, no big deal. You know what I'm saying? And that's brand new right there. That's not brand new, but it's just fresh out of the box. Another thing I like to talk about is views. So if you're getting a ton of responses and you need to break your data up into different sections and view it in different ways, you can use views. So you can create a view that shows you all of the responses from let's say you were asking for a building number for whatever reason, let's not use that scenario, but let's say instead of asking for reviews on an HR policy, you were asking for any immediate issues that might be going wrong in your building. Let's say headquarters is spread amongst four buildings and you're the new facility manager and you want to know right now what major issues or ongoing issues are you experiencing right now that haven't been taken care of. So you create a list, you send it out to everybody in the organization, you say, you know, make sure you give me your building number, describe the situation, and that's it. Building number, describe the situation. When I get that information back in my list, I can easily set up views and leave them there that say, hey, anybody that responded from building one, put it in this view. Anybody that responded in building two, put it in this view. Anybody that responded from building three, put it in this view. So forth and so on. Those are views that I can create inside of SharePoint. And I can double down. I can get a little crazy with the views too, right? So like if I have another column that says, you know, resolved or open. Let's just say all of these issues, by default, they're open, which they are. You know what I'm saying? If I'm telling everybody to tell me about the problems inside of their building, by default, the drinks is open. So everything is open. As I start to address these and mark them as closed, I could move those closed items off of that view that I'm working on because I've created a view that says only show me open items and put the most recent item at the bottom because I'm working down the line, first come, first serve kind of thing, right? So, you know, show my stuff from descending order. Is it descending? Yeah, descending. So sort by descending order and then only show me open items. This is a view that I can use to work these tickets. Now, can I go see my tickets that have been completed? Of course I can. And I can see them all on one view if I wanted to. Or I could move them off that view and put them on their own separate view. Or I can group them, whatever. The point is, I have access to all my data, but I can view it how I want to. That is something that is not, you can't do that in Excel. You know what I mean? You would be filtering items and you'd be copying and pasting items from one tab to the next tab. Like, you don't want to do that. use views inside of SharePoint. It's beautiful. You can create URLs on your list. You can take those URLs and make them kind of like, you can link them to a button on a SharePoint page. You have all tons of power inside of that list that you do not have inside of a spreadsheet. So that's number two, tons of power and flexibility. So the first one was we can solve an immediate problem. The second one is that we have tons of power and flexibility. And the third one, the one that I, you know, always like to still remind everybody, you can still export to Excel. It's there. It's literally a button on the list. You can click that button and you will export all of your data into a spreadsheet. If you still even want to use them. But maybe it's not you. Maybe you have a colleague or a boss or somebody who's like, yo, I need this information. And they're like, I'm not going to no stupid SharePoint site. Just send me the information the way I've done it for 30 years. You get upset. You're annoyed. But you're like, okay, fine. You export it out of a spreadsheet, out of a SharePoint site. You get a spreadsheet. You save it. You send it to your boss. And now they have that data. And you didn't have to go, corral it. It's already inside of your list. You didn't have your boss go corral it. It's just sitting inside of a list and all you did was export it. And if you remember when I was talking about views, just because you've broken up your list into different views doesn't mean you don't get the full data set. All you got to do is go to the full data set, you know, your all items view on SharePoint and export that whole thing out. But if you did create a view that says only the open items, go export that and send the boss the open items, because maybe your boss said, yo, I only want to see the open items. You have options. You know what I mean? So just remember, and if you don't like Excel, you can export to CSV. Maybe you export to CSV and then you pull that into a Google Sheet because you like CSV, because you like Google Sheets, right? Do that if you wanted to, but just know that you can still export. That's the thing. That's the main thing. And I'll add another one on that too. So let's say that you have exported the information out of your list and you sent it to your boss. And your boss is now coming 2 weeks later and says, yo, okay, where are we at with the project? I need to know how many open items do we have now. I got to take it to senior leadership and brief them on it. Hurry up. I need that. This is a real scenario. You know how your boss gets. So if you sent your boss the spreadsheet 2 weeks ago and it had 20 open items and you've been working this task and now you only have, you've finished 8 since then and now you only have 12 open items, you don't have to resend that spreadsheet to your boss. Or email your boss and say, or pick up the phone or whatever, get on Teams and say, boss, I have made some updates. I'm working it. Just open the spreadsheet and hit refresh, and you'll see the latest, greatest. Your boss is going to go, what? What are you talking about? What is this sorcery? You say, nah, seriously. Just open the stupid spreadsheet. Go to the data tab. See where it says refresh all, and click on refresh all. It will refresh itself by looking at SharePoint and pulling in the latest, greatest information. It'll only pull in the 12 items that are open because you sent your boss the open view in the spreadsheet. How cool is that? It's great. That's how cool it is. And again, this is not, you're not getting that when you do the scenario that we talked about earlier, where you attach the spreadsheet and you attach the Word document and you send it out to 15 people. You're not doing that. That's not a cool feature you're going to get. Remember that. And that's it. Those are my three reasons why SharePoint lists is just my favorite feature inside of SharePoint. SharePoint can do a million things. But that right there, the SharePoint list, that by itself could do a million things. So remember, number one, it solves an immediate problem. Number two, gives you tons of power and flexibility. And number three, you can still export. You can still export this information into a spreadsheet if necessary. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, every single episode I try to do, well, let me say, every episode I try to do a segment that I like called LinkedIn Love, is where I come across something dope on LinkedIn, because I'm on LinkedIn every single day. Make sure you follow me. I highlight something that I saw on LinkedIn that I thought was dope. This week, I want to highlight a post that came from Amanda Kramer, but we call her Mandy. And I'll link to this in the show notes and all that. But I just went through one of her courses the other day where she shows you how to use ChatGPT to create courses. Stupid educational. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot. Now, number two, the post that she created was talking about one of these ChatGPT prompts. So she was talking about how, you know, you can ask it to explain it to you in layman's terms. I asked it to explain it to you like you're an 8-year-old or whatever. So she did one for me, unprompted, which was dope. Like she said, explain Microsoft SharePoint to me like I was, what'd she say, either 10 years old or 11. One thing that she also made me realize is that you can ask different ages. So you could be like, explain to me like I'm an 8-year-old. Explain to me like I'm a 13-year-old. Explain to me like I'm, you know, insert the age. And I realized that what ChatGPT might be doing is thinking of the level of education that an 8-year-old might have. So this is the way you should explain it. That's fire. Anyway, shout out to her because she asked Microsoft SharePoint. She asked ChatGPT, explain Microsoft SharePoint to me like this. And then she showed me a feedback right there. And it was like, dang, this is good because I could just take this and use this to explain to people. Even my kids who don't know what I do. If you would just be like, hey, what does daddy do? They'd be like, you know what I'm saying? And they kind of roundabout way know what I do with SharePoint. But this thing right here, literally, I'm going to test it. Matter of fact, I should have tested it before talking about it here on the show so I can give you the results. But I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll tell you, I'll give you all the results in another episode. But that's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the SharePoint Help Desk Podcast. If you found this helpful, I need you to tell other people about it. Any project managers that you know who are at an organization that uses Microsoft, tell them to tune in. Hit me up and tell me what you need help with. What project are you working on? What I'm going to start doing LinkedIn Lives. Tell me what you want me to do on there. Like what's a project you got coming up? If you got a project coming up, let me show you how I would prepare for that project using SharePoint and other Microsoft tools. Real quick, speaking of that. So if you are a project manager and you create risk registers, you probably create them in spreadsheets. I'm going to show you how to make it way better by creating it inside of SharePoint. Go into the show notes. Look for the link that says risk register sign up and click on that and then sign up. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I'm about to make this the greatest training ever because one, I like to engage, you know what I'm saying? I like to have a good time and I like to teach. I want you to walk away learning something, but at the same time, I want you to, you know, not be bored. I don't like to be boring. I try my best anyway, you know what I'm saying? So look for that link inside of the show notes. I'm capping it as soon as I hit my number, because this is the first thing that I'm going to put out there and then like try to, you know, put my best foot forward, gauge the response, get some feedback, make it better, then release it to everybody else. So help me out. But first, let me help you out by giving you this risk register and then this risk register training. And then you help me out by, you know, giving me the feedback. So if you're a project manager, you work at an organization, you manage risks, hit me up. Let me show you how to make a better risk register inside of SharePoint. Matter of fact, also, in my show notes, I'm going to put the video to the risk register video that I did on YouTube because it shows you kind of like a preview of what this risk register would look like and how it would work. So hit me up. Check out the show notes. I'm going to talk to you later. Have a good one.